Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. Today he is reminding us once again of our unchangeable divine nature. Joy, bliss, and love is your true and unchangeable nature. As humanity continues on its rapid path to awakening, here in the non-physical realms we continue to watch with joy and delight at the remarkably rapid progress that you are all making on this demanding and often painful journey. Indeed, we expected you to achieve this remarkable progress because you almost generously chose to make this much-needed pilgrimage, and because it is the divine plan, you cannot fail to complete it perfectly. Nevertheless, it is really most uplifting and inspiring for us to watch and observe you dealing so positively with all the untoward and unexpected issues that arise for you, even though it may often seem to you that you are not making progress, that you are not competent for the task that you have undertaken, and leading you to experience feelings of helplessness and unworthiness. And all of this is indeed an underlying and very unsettling aspect of your human journeys. Yes, you each most carefully and with divine guidance chose your current life paths prior to incarnating, knowing that they would be demanding and that your memories of your choices to follow these paths would be hidden from you while you were in the game, and of course while also knowing that you could not fail. Divine plans cannot fail. However, as you actually experience your unreal nightmares and dreams, and the pain and suffering that you each undergo in your own particular and seemingly individual ways, it is often extremely difficult for you, even when we remind you that you are each on your chosen paths and proceeding most beautifully, to accept that you are where you are meant to be, doing precisely what you are meant to be doing, and thus most magnificently assisting in the human awakening process. So we offer you our heartiest congratulations, and once again confirm for you that all manner of things are well. Life is eternal, and you know that. However, many still find themselves sometimes wondering, especially if they are under a lot of stress with work, relationships, or illness, if there really is life after death. Intellectually, you believe and accept that this is most certainly the case, but doubts arise, especially when you lose a close friend or loved one to death, and even if you have read uplifting stories from some of those who have had near-death experiences. Therefore, I just want to absolutely assure you that you are all eternal beings, infinitely beloved children of God to whom no harm can ever come. What you are experiencing in form as humans, although often painful and causing you much suffering, is unreal. When you awaken, as you are almost certainly going to do, all your doubts will have dissolved and you will be filled with the most glorious and permanent sense of peace and joy. Remind yourselves of this divine truth when you make your daily journey within to your most holy inner sanctuaries, and open your hearts to allow the light and love that surrounds you in every moment to embrace you as you invite it to comfort you and relieve your fears and doubts. Those almost endless egoic distractions which so frequently assail you and divert your attention from just being. As I reminded you above, and as I have so often reminded you in previous messages, you are the eternally beloved children of God, and no harm or damage can ever come to change your relationship with Mother, Father, God. You are experiencing an unreality as humans in form, and it does seem completely real because, for an insignificant and practically infinitesimal instant, you thought of separating yourself from love, from your source, and instantly constructed an unreal state for the very purpose of separation. To do so is impossible because there is nowhere to which you could separate. Therefore, during these apparent eons of time in which the universe is been expanding, leading to humanity's appearance on planet Earth not so long ago, time has been and remains a completely unreal aspect of the non-existent environment that you constructed and in which you chose to immerse yourselves and experience separation. Even modern physics is now becoming aware of the unreality of time, and this is very confusing indeed for the research scientists involved. So, return daily to reality, the deep inner knowing that you can access when you remove your attention from the almost constant stream of thoughts with which your egoic minds are presenting you, and allow yourselves to delve deep within yourselves to the field of divine consciousness, the oneness from which you have never departed, and choose to look through or beyond the veil, cloak, or mist which, during your daily lives in form, hides reality from you. It is always here, there. It is all, and you are inseparably and eternally present as it and within it. Joy, bliss, and love is your true and unchangeable nature, and your momentary excursion into unreality is, as you become briefly but most certainly aware when you choose to go deep within, to spend quiet moments with yourself, coming to closure, starting to fade from view as you accept the knowing that you are one, one with Source, and forever in its ceaseless and most magnificent presence. With so very much love, Saul.